You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature, whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes. Nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Brighton, Massachusetts.
Woo! It's go, 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 go time.
This is...
Who are you? I'm all Greg. Pleased to meet you.
The Greg Hill Morning Show.
Tick, tick, boom.
Starring...
I'm Instagram famous. Quack, quack, quack.
Come on, man. We go way back.
You're damn right we do, Tom. You're a fraud, Greg.
Greg Hill.
You've been... all
yeah.
day
yep.
long.
I don't know what means, but I really don't do
you're
that.
You're sweating.
You've been like
all
that.
Night long.
No.
Featuring the original spark of the Pats dynasty.
Super Bowl champion Jermaine. Oh, my gosh.
Don't worry about it.
Wiggy.
Because I only sleep for about, 4 to 6 hours.
Yeah.
That ain't bad. My pH balance is where it needs
right.
to be.
pH your, balance.
Yes.
Your pH balance, swamp gizzards,
yeah.
and everything else down there.
Yep.
Joined by the Relationship Alpha.
Oh, this is going to make me sound stupid, but...
Can't you just buy your own sex doll?
Courtney Cox.
By the way, Courtney is flexing Monday.
Yeah. To test milk-produced cows.
And accompanied by...
Look at my booty in these tight pants.
You know, can't stuff it in your mouth if you're on the phone.
Two big brains behind the glass.
Brian Hoyer, the quarterback of the Cleveland Browns.
Another stroke of sweeness.
Curtis and Shime.
Hey, guys, I just want to say that X-Bear on the Twitch chat said talk sports, please.
Now.
Let's get down to business.
It's time to party.
It's time for the Greg Hill Morning Show.
Morning. Good hello, morning, everybody.
Hello, good morning.
Good morning, everyone.
Morning.
Good morning, my neighbors.
On Boston Sports Original.
W-E-E-I. Got my people.
W-E-E-I.
When I say Greg Hill and you say show, Greg Hill. Greg Hill.
Go.
Greg Hill. Show. All right.
Woo! It's go, 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 go time.
Let the games begin.
Let's go.
Let's go.
Let's go!
Tick, tick, boom.
What's going on, everybody? What up, what up? Curtis, welcome to Courtney's seat.
Good morning. How is everybody?
Well, just a heads up right off the bat. The ear thing has regressed to the point of I cannot hear anything out of the entire right side of my ear hole. And I have tried everything. I have no idea what it is. I'm actually getting nervous now.
Yeah, I think it's terminal. I don't know.
How long do I have?
Oh,
I've been
gosh.
Looking on WebMD. Am I going to make it to Bermuda?
Do not use WebMD unless you want to feel like you're dying.
I thought for sure it was allergies.
Mm-hmm.
So I got on the Sudafed, and that works. It's. Let me just, in case there's an ear doctor listening, when I wake up in the morning, it's clogged. And it progresses during the day. It will unclog about halfway and then continue. Now, I've tried the holding your nose and breathing rapid exhaling of ale to
okay.
try to force the...
No, don't do that.
Like off when you get off an airplane type deal?
Yes, Wiggy.
Okay.
I have tried that. I make a little teeny bit of progress when it comes to the clog, but then the clog just returns. I may have made a grave error last night at the recommendation of DMs, and I went to Walgreens and got some eardrop things. Mm-hmm. I had DMs apply those into the ear, and I feel like they just sat there, Shime, and didn't progress down the ear tube into the ear hole, and thereby maybe it's some kind of a wax buildup thing or something. I'm stymied by it. I can't hear. Go, what chime?
If
are
it
you
was,
talking? I can't hear you.
If it was a wax buildup thing, those eardrops should help. You should hear it like fizzing in your ear.
I don't think I heard any fizz. When twisting my neck, I heard some kind of a cracking thing, which to me indicates maybe either some sort of a sinus issue, or perhaps I have like a crack in my vertebrae.
Did you try peroxide?
I saw that online, Wiggy. Have you done the peroxide?
I've done that before.
Would you be willing to apply peroxide into my ear?
Not
the
a
show
problem
today?
At all.
You would be willing to help me out?
Yeah. That is very easy to do.
With all due respect, Greg, Sudafed is not an allergy medicine.
What is Sudafed?
Sudafed takes away it's a decongestant.
But wouldn't decongestion or congestion be causing the clogging of the ear?
No, I would say Zyrtec, and I'm not paid by them. I am not like Aaron Rodgers or Travis Kelce. I'm not a pharma boy. However, Zyrtec has been the one thing that has worked for me.
I thought for sure you would recommend 4 Boston cream-filled yodels.
Can I tell you, I have never seen a campaign pick up like this. This is like my ice bucket challenge. Boston cream yodels are everywhere. I get DMs. People said there was a grocery store by them in Maine that ran out.
Wow.
Which is just an unbelievable thing.
They should be paying you more.
Paying me, period, would be nice.
Well, listen, as is, I think, well documented, I'm a trooper. So I'm here. I don't want to spend the whole entire show on what's wrong with me. I want to talk about what is wrong with the Toronto Maple Leafs. I want to talk about the crying of the Toronto Maple Leafs. And the fact that we sit here this morning, the Boston Bruins sit here this morning in the exact same position they were in last season in round one with a 3-1 lead. Mm-hmm. So did they learn something last season? Can I hope that they learned something last season?
Just don't have Bergeron come back for the final 3 games.
And if the goalie's not healthy, let people know that you're not healthy.
Right.
Yeah.
By the way, rest in peace, goalie hug, rotation.
Yeah.
Thoughts
I wouldn't
prayers.
Be so sure, Curtis.
I know. I
think Omark's going to be starting in game 5.
Really?
Yes. How did you say you're starting the hot hand and that he's in their heads?
Everybody is talking about how they think that Jim Montgomery goes back to Omark.
And that way you have Swayman for game 6 and 7. If you need him.
Wow.
That is the dumbest thing I've ever heard.
What's the purpose of that, though? I thought we were done with this.
The purpose is, I guess, if you're looking at it strategy-wise, you have 2 above-average goaltenders.
Right.
You have a 3-1 lead in the series.
Right.
So you have the luxury of being able to give Jeremy Swayman a couple extra days of rest.
Yeah, and give away a game if you lose. Right?
Yes.
Okay, because why not? Because I ask this question because if you feel that it's about you have 2 really good goalies, why didn't you stick to the rotation after game 3? Why didn't Omark start in game 4?
I am delighted, and it obviously was the right decision that Jim Montgomery went with Jeremy Swayman.
I'd just stay with him.
And I would, if I were him, I would stay with him. Right. I'd stay with him the rest of the way through unless he ends up
giving up
7
goals or something crazy. Yeah.
But that is honestly, it's the dumbest thing I've ever heard. There's an additional game in between. It's not just every other. The Bruins are off again tonight, which gives them 2 full off days, Sunday, Monday, before Tuesday night.
Yeah.
And the story should be nationally or internationally. Austin Matthews, what a
pee bag Bertuzzi is.
Oh yeah, but no, Austin Matthews.
Yeah.
What illness? I'm sorry, Greg has more intestinal fortitude than Austin Matthews, who is the modern day A-Rod, a guy that is a stat accumulator, one of the best, most prolific scorers in the NHL, and is fighting some thing Shelley, his coach, is saying is not just a normal illness, like. What is it?
I don't know.
Just get shot up to the heavens or get, you know, take some Dayquil.
But didn't bother him when he was dropping what? Did he score 70 goals this season or something like that?
It's such a strange story that he's still not 100%. They're already cushioning the blow.
Yeah. Well, anyway, Bruins are in a great spot, and we will talk about that this morning. We'll talk about it with our guy, Andrew Razor Raycroft, who will join us, I think, at 9 this morning. We were trying to get Razor a full 4 hours, but he has more important things to do with the Bruins and with Nesson. And I understand that.
That's fine.
So Courtney's flexing today.
Mm-hmm.
She'll be back tomorrow. We had an extraordinary day on Friday. I don't know if anybody has any thoughts on Roadshow number one they want to share this morning.
I thought it was really good. I
ran into you after the show.
Yes.
At the Vermont General Deli or Country Deli. Mm-hmm. What an incredible place that is.
Everybody.
Oh, how was the mac and cheese? Did you try it?
It was to die for. Yeah, the mac, I don't know. Did you like it?
I had the mac and cheese.
What do you give
really,
it? Well, 1 to 10.
I would say I give that about 8.5.
Wow.
Very good.
Curtis, did you? I was there.
So I was there before, and then I saw right as I was checking out, Mr. and Mrs. Wiggins were there, and then you came in after. I would move there just for the deli.
The deli was really good.
I got James the Mac. He loved it, and I got the pulled pork. Some of the best pulled pork I've ever had in my life.
Wait a minute. Better than Nashville?
I would not say better than Nashville.
Okay.
But
what's the name of that place in Nashville?
Martin's.
Martin's.
Yeah.
Martin's Barbecue.
Barbecue, but the closest I've come to that outside of Nashville or anywhere else, and it was just like, we need a store like that in Boston where it's like fresh, homemade, it's just really good, unbelievably good comfort food. Great.
Yeah, I don't know. Is there any commercial space available at all?
But it was awesome. The people were amazing. The place was full, which was, we walked in at 6. I was like, this is going to be long. And then it was an amazing show at the Stone Church.
Yeah, it was. I want to thank everybody at the Stone Church. I want to thank everybody at the radio station, the radio group up there, not only for broadcasting the show every morning, but for hosting us on Friday for Roadshow number one. We did over $1,200 in merch sales.
Oh, wow.
When it comes to Roadshow merch for Roadshow number one. So you are an unbelievable bunch of people. Tunia came out the night before, and we're back at it again. On Thursday, we will head to Rhode Island for Roadshow number two, and we will be at Matunic Oyster Bar, I'm guessing around 6, and then we will pregame with you and Miller Lite at the Ocean Mist, which is Wiggy's favorite place, on Thursday night, starting at about 7:30. And there's a band called the Somebody in the Ocean Misters who are playing there, and then we'll get to watch whatever playoff game is on Thursday night.
And if I'm allowed, I'll hop on the drums.
All right. I think they'll let you do that.
Could you?
I mean, not really, but I could hit the hi-hat a couple times.
You were a drummer. Was that while you were in London?
Yes, I was. And I walked in where the streets of Beatles, people walk. But I would say this. The only song I ever really knew how to drum was Enter Sandman. We played that song every day, like over and over again.
All right. Okay. I will pay whatever it costs to have you get behind the kit.
I'm there.
Right.
Give me a couple sticks and I'm ready to go.
That's Metallica, right?
Enter Sandman.
And then what's his Lars? Isn't that the drummer for Metallica?
Yes. Lars Ulrich.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, he's like my Neil Peart.
Right. Do you own your own drumsticks?
I don't really own anything that's my own. Right. I've been given some things, but I do not. I don't know where my drumsticks are, but I can find a couple.
So you're not like Will Ferrell's character in The Office. You won't touch anybody else's drumsticks.
Our unnamed band had a breakup, and it's just been too hard for me to go back to the set. But this will be my first return.
All right.
The draft is over. Are you going to give us a grade later?
I will. It's part of my lead.
Professor, are we getting a grade from you when it comes to the Patriots draft?
Yeah, I would love to.
Okay.
He's the real draft expert. I'm a draft. I'm a fan.
Do you have the rating on your mock yet?
I got a 28.
Right. Okay.
28 out of what?
Out of 1,000 possible points or what?
No, it's like, I think technically it's 100 points.
Okay. All right. That's an F.
Wait,
fail.
I'm towards the very bottom. Yes, I am towards the very. Yep. There are very few people that I beat.
Well, one guy I know that dominated Scheim, Peter Schrager. Good morning, football.
Yeah, he kicked ass.
Absolutely. Well, I think he had half of them.
He got half of them?
I think that was it, right?
I think he matched exactly like 13 guys to teams and then nailed 29 or 30 of the 32 drafted in the first round.
Yeah, that's not bad. I mean, I think the mentalist on the Pat McAfee show nailed every pick this year and for the next 5 years. So,
Greg, do you believe in magicians? Like, this is, I didn't know this about you.
Yeah, he was pretty good. Standing right next to Belichick.
Must have been a big David Copperfield fan.
I like the weekend, though. I know we'll get to it, but I thought after Drake May, obviously not the guy I would have built the team around, but whether it was Elliot Wolf or whomever, I thought that going after the receivers.
Wiggy was spot on about taking a wide receiver with your second
pick. Some offensive lineman.
We'll actually hear from one of the new England Patriots because he had one of the greatest lines ever uttered at an introductory press conference during They Said It today.
Yes, we'll get to that during They Said It at 7. We have a lot to get to on the show, including Jerod Mayo, who will share his thoughts on the draft. He will be with us at 9 this morning. So the head coach of the New England Patriots on this show at 9 this morning. But before that, Leeds in just about 10 minutes. Shine mentioned They Said It. We'll do that at 7. At 7:20, we will check in with our official trial correspondent, Ted Daniel from Fox 25. As Commonwealth versus Reed gets underway.
How's that going? I know you and Courtney are the two that are deep into it.
I can't. Courtney and I are both wildly obsessed. We've gone down every single wormhole that exists on social media. I've done a full deep dive on every kind of potential piece of evidence. I stand here ready to watch as the legal experts determine what happened when it came to that awful incident in Canton a couple of years ago now. So they'll have opening arguments this morning.
Okay.
And so Ted Daniel will join us at 7:20. We'll talk about that with Ted Daniel from Fox 25.
Kind of a break for the local police force in Canton that the Trump trial is ongoing simultaneously, and then the Koberger trial, I think, starts relatively soon.
Yes,
so
yes.
The national sort of, if it is what I believe it to be, which is really shoddy police work and some sort of nefarious behavior.
Yeah.
This is a big benefit to that department in that it would be the trial of the country without those other massive stories.
Well, if you feel that way, why aren't you wearing pink in support of Karen Reed this morning?
Because the second I start reading anything about it, I just go, I don't have the energy. I know how I sort of feel. I'm not going to be casting aspersions. I find the people that are so infatuated with it, where it's taken over their life, to be a little much.
All right. Courtney's out. News at 7:45. Who's doing the news? You want to have Shime or Jackson on the news this morning?
Oh, Shime, can I get a vote?
I don't even know if Shime wants it or not.
We can give Jackson a spin at the news if you want.
Oh, yes.
You want Jackson on the news?
Yeah, sure. Why not? Let's give him a swing at it.
All right, are we in a ratings book?
Yes.
We are?
Spring, okay. I could do it if you really want.
All right.
How about Pudge?
Maybe we'll give Jackson a run at the news today.
All right.
I feel like that's going to eat up every moment of his mind from now until 7:45.
Yes, it is.
That's the problem. Not going to be able to accomplish any other tasks that he is supposed to be accomplishing.
Unbeknownst to the listeners, Jackson has just as much anxiety as Courtney.
Yes, he does. Maybe even more, I would say. Maybe. All right. If you want to be on today, 617-779-7937. If you would like to text, you can text on the Subaru of New England text line, which is 37937. What's ringing? Is something ringing, or is that just my ear? I cannot hear a freaking thing out of the entire. It's so bizarre.
What is the term for an ear doctor? I know, like ophthalmologist.
Audiologist?
I have no idea.
Ask Courtney.
Yeah.
Earmologist.
Well, because isn't there like a nose, ear,
there's
and throat
nose,
doctor?
Ear, throat guy.
Yeah.
Which I think is different than an audiologist.
All right.
Who also checks your ears.
I mean, can I just go to like the Minute Clinic or something like that? Can I just go to one of those places?
They put those headphones on you and the beep starts out loud and it beep. And
I don't think you could put something up to my right ear and I could not hear a single. You could scream into my right ear.
It's definitely, it sounds like a wax buildup. You're going to have
I don't think so, Wiggy. I don't think it's wax buildup because it alternates based on congestion that I might have here or there.
It alternates ears?
No, it's same ear.
Right.
But I can reduce it a little bit sometimes, like, not to get graphic. I blew my nose yesterday with some intensity. I felt it cracking a teeny little bit.
Okay.
Like not cracking, but unclogging a little bit.
There's some buildup
clogs
there.
Right. There's something in there.
Right. Because
it could be one of those earworms or ear spiders.
Gross.
Do you have a moth stuck in there, maybe?
I wonder if I have fluttering? I might have some sort of an insect that is living in my ear currently.
It could be a fever of unknown origin.
I will, if that's... If it is an insect, I will give that away as a prize on this radio show.
I know which doctor you need to see, by the way. It's an otolaryngologist.
All right.
There we go.
That sounds like the one.
All right. Sounds expensive.
Yes.
Okay. Anyway, lot to get to on the Monday Greg Hill show here at WEEI, including what is trending right now with Shine.
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
An eventful weekend for your Boston sports. The Patriots completed their draft. They took Drake May, quarterback out of UNC, Jalen Polk, receiver out of Washington, Caden Wallace, offensive tackle from Penn State, Laydon Robinson, offensive guard from Texas A&M, Javon Baker, wide receiver out of UCF, Marcellus Dial, corner from South Carolina, Joe Milton III from Tennessee, and Jaheim Bell, a tight end from Florida State. The Red Sox got the win over the Cubs 5-4 last night with a walk-off RBI single from Tyler O'Neill. With the win, they take the series from the Cubbies and gear up to take on the San Francisco Giants tomorrow at Fenway Park. Over the weekend, your Bruins got a big win over the Maple Leafs, 3-1. They take a 3-1 series lead back to Boston with a chance to close it out at home tomorrow night. Puck drop for that one is at 7:10.
You know who's a big listener of the show?
Who?
Mashian. Because he heard that guy call up and say, Mashian's not doing anything.
I mean, he came from wherever he was.
Wow.
And do you think that he and Bertuzzi have something lingering from last season when Bertuzzi was here? Does it seem personal to you?
I think that's just his style. Because isn't he kind of getting on the Domi skin a little bit too? I feel like he gets under everybody's skin.
I also think they had this kind of relationship back when Bertuzzi was a Red Wing. Like, this is probably something from back then that is now refestering in the playoffs since it never really got to in a heated moment like this.
Remember when we all thought, myself included, that the Bruins not retaining Bertuzzi was a huge mistake? There was like a 48-hour window where we all were like, why didn't they keep Bertuzzi?
I know.
And now it looks like a good decision.
The Celtics also dominated the Heat in Game 3 to take a 2-1 series lead. They play Game 4 tonight in Miami. Tip-off for that one is at 7:30. And trending now was brought to you by Team Malone. Do you or a loved one remember receiving free samples of cigarettes when you were a child? And have you been diagnosed with lung, bladder, or throat cancer within the last 3 years? You may be eligible to file a free lawsuit. Call the lawyers at Team Malone at 1-888-SMOKE-18. 1-888-SMOKE-18. That's what's trending. Here's Curtis with your weather.
Thank you, Shine. By the way, quick word of warning. Speaking of eardrops, if you have... That was like my grandfather, Papa Silvestro. Whenever he'd show up for an event, my mom would say, "Dad, you bring your hearing aid." And he'd go, "Huh?" And we'd go, "Oh."
Did he have one of those big, gigantic, tube things would stick? That's what I need.
But I really think he was a brilliant guy. I think he had perfect hearing. He just didn't want to talk. Anyway, if you have an older dog, do not use eardrops.
All right.
I have Pudge's like best buddy, Grover, the sweetest dog, now in Colorado. They got an ear infection. The vet prescribed eardrops, and now the poor guy's deaf.
Really?
Oh, wow.
So just be careful. 60 degrees, mostly cloudy skies, afternoon high of 66.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/AcrossAmerica.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allowed 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
The answer to that question, Mick, is no. I cannot hear you knocking. And you know what? I love every single person who listens to this show, but when I mention something like the ear thing, people terrify me with their text messages on what they think it is. Like, I should not have said, just said a word about it. I got a nice text, 978 text, said the same exact thing happened to her dad,
mm-hmm.
and it was a virus, and now he's lost all hearing.
Jesus.
What? I may never get hearing back in my right ear. I may have to do the show left ear only for the rest of my time here at WEEI.
Do you think if you were forced to retire abruptly that Mike Thomas and Ken Laird would come up with something better than a big TV?
I would assume that the big TV is the perfect gift for me,
that's
Curtis,
true,
based on the size shaming that you do of my television.
Well, I wonder if your hearing issue is because you have to sit so close to your TV when you're watching games.
It could be. I mean, 617 texter said maybe there is a warm shrimp that has lodged itself in my ear somehow from a hot seafood tower.
All I could think about this week, I apologize in advance, is Matunik. Like, that's literally all I'm thinking about is dinner Thursday night.
Yeah.
It is so good. The people there are amazing. Whalers is always, it's become the annual no-doubter when it comes to the crowd, the listeners that come out every year right at 6. It's going to be great Friday, but Thursday night is just phenomenal.
Yeah,
I love that restaurant.
It is. We will be at Whalers Brewing Company on Friday morning, South Kingstown, Rhode Island, and our third road show there. We had no idea what to expect first time we went, and it was jammed, and it was jammed last year, and so we cannot wait to see all of you on Friday morning. And this week, the pregame at Ocean Mist and the roadshow at Whalers, brought to you by Harbor One Bank, by 110 Grill, and locally by Warwick Tree, by Holiday Inn of South Kingstown, and by DeStefano Brothers Concrete Coatings. And we thank all of them for making this roadshow possible. Thursday night was great at the Poorhouse in Keene. Awesome to hang out with you guys on draft night. And Friday was excellent at the Stone Church in Brattleboro, Vermont. And thanks to everybody who came out on Friday morning. Thanks to all of you who bought merch to benefit the Greg Hill Foundation. I mentioned it earlier, but I was shocked when the amazing Ashley from the foundation told me we had sold over $1,200 worth of merch on Friday. So
that's really good.
We'll have all the merch with us. I don't know if you have a favorite. You like the long sleeve? There's two long sleeves, white and blue, and then there's the hoodie.
I always like the hoodie. I'm a hoodie
Coach
guy.
Yeah.
And I would say our last two road shows, one in Naples, the other in Brattleboro, Vermont, one other radio show in America that originates locally from one place would have two bang out crowds in Naples and at a beautiful stone church in Brattleboro, Vermont.
Mm.
Wild.
Could be the Eustachian tube. I don't know. Does that mean I'm pregnant? I just got a text.
No
from
idea.
781 text from a doctor who said it might be an issue with my Eustachian tube.
Shime came in and he said you were showing, which I thought was rude.
Well, you should make sure you take your birth control every day.
Showing? I mean, I feel like I'm a whale. I've breached already, Curtis.
You look good to me. Looking
thank
good,
you,
Greg.
Curtis. I appreciate that. I get a lot of compliments. This is Josh from Southern Maine. Josh, could you speak up?
Hey, what's going on this morning? How are you?
Huh?
Can you hear me now?
What's up, Josh?
It sounds to me like you might have something called a colosteotoma, which is like a perforation of the eardrum.
Oh, God.
And then skin grows behind it inside of the ear canal and causes an infection.
Oh, that sounds bad.
It really does.
That sounds
I feel
really
like
bad.
The only remedy for that is a surgery.
Whoa.
Oh God. I can't stand surgery.
But you're going to be okay.
That sounds really bad.
I think I'd prefer to that. I'd prefer the spider or the earworm that has grown in there.
Because then you could just pull it out with a
tweezer. Or lodged itself. What?
Pull it out with a tweezer.
Is that how they do that?
I think so.
I think they loosen it up with some kind of, like, probably the hydrogen peroxide or whatever. They loosen the thing up and then they yank it right out of there.
That's always like, that's one of the, that is like the thing that I always think about when you sleep is something's going to crawl in your ear. You always see those. And
it
like,
happens.
Ooh.
It happens. And the thing, what if the thing has laid its spider eggs in my ear?
Yeah.
I might have to quit.
Huh?
I said I might have to quit. It's given me I'm cringing left and right. Yeah.
I would say people are eating eggs right now. They don't want to think about a spider laying eggs. Laying eggs in your ear.
Well, they say we consume like thousands of spiders a year.
God, that is
awful.
While
we're sleeping. That's what they say.
They do say that. Yes.
If you're like me, I sleep with my mouth wide open. I mean, I'm at least taking in 200-300 a night.
Let's see. 339 text. Do you know if there will be room to park my 18-wheeler at Whalers? Yes, I think you can bring your pickup truck or 18-wheeler.
Did you see what happened over the weekend?
No.
Our favorite climate czar?
Tibbet Nut?
Throughout the first pitch at Fenway Park.
No, she didn't.
On Saturday.
Wow. She did?
Yes.
Was that scheduled prior to? Was that a celebration of her remarks? Or
I was whispered to by an award-winning reporter on Saturday at Fenway Park that Monica Tibbetts, is that her name again?
Tibbetts Nut.
Mm-hmm. Throughout the first pitch.
Wow.
Which is amazing in so many ways that the organization would honor someone who just lectured. I mean, does Monica Tibbetts not know about Truck Day? No. I mean, seems like offensive to me and everybody else. But
basically going after everybody who has money.
I mean, I hope she went up to the Henrys and all the players on that team.
A lot of money on that field.
Have you seen the Red Sox player lot?
Yeah.
Well, a lot of pickups.
What about the yacht?
Like, God.
How climatically appropriate is John Henry's yacht?
Right.
Oof. Okay.
The type of person who wants to buy that car, and I am 100% passing judgment.
Wow. 100? Could you imagine an elected official, not elected official, sorry, an appointed official bragging about judging people based on something as trivial as the car they drive? Mm. Oh, my God.
That's nuts.
You know, that's her name.
let's see. This is Jen from New Hampshire. Hello, Jen.
Hi.
What's up?
So my boyfriend has a self-diagnosed ear issue. He calls it SECA, which is small ear canal affliction.
Okay, he diagnosed it himself. Like now I'm getting advice from somebody whose boyfriend diagnosed their own malady.
Got a name for it too.
Great, this is Frank. So I know exactly what it is. You got earwax. And it's packed in there. And you go to the doctor, and I said, why does this keep happening? She said, well, you have small ear canals.
Oh, so it's a size problem.
Yeah, it could be.
Not the first time.
I suffer from small ear canal affliction, and I should have a handicap placard.
Yeah, you could borrow Wiggies.
It goes really well with your small hands.
Probably like my small hands.
Yeah.
All right. I just got a text from my guy, Foyer, who's back from Detroit.
He's got the earwax, too?
By the way, did you hear, I was listening to them on the way home from Vermont.
Mm-hmm.
Did you hear Drake May's coordinator on with them?
No, I missed that.
Excellent interview Friday
okay.
on that show. Excellent, excellent interview. He says he can diagnose my ear problem, no joke.
Drake May?
No.
Foyer.
Oh.
Foyer.
Yes. No, Drake May can only diagnose a cover, too.
All right, let's get to this, please.
This is the Greg Hill Show. Time now for The Lead.
I'm not going to waste any time. I don't know the artist. I don't know the song, Chime.
That would be Free with the song Wishing Well, because I'm wishing you well, Greg.
Oh, Chime, thank you.
You're welcome.
Free is the band that really had one hit, and that one hit was All Right Now.
Correct.
Baby, it's All Right Now. Your lead this morning, Chime?
Yes, Greg, good morning. My lead is a bit of a story that leads to a douche move.
Okay.
You know, this week was the NFL draft, and prior to the NFL draft, a small business in Charlotte, North Carolina, had a nice sign outside of their building. If you want to know what the sign said, you can see it right now on Twitch. It said, please let the coach and GM pick this year. It was a direct shot at David Tepper, owner of the Carolina Panthers.
Mm.
Now, normally, Greg, you see this sign, you laugh, you chuckle, you just keep driving, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, someone said, uh-uh, I don't like this. I'm going to go inside and talk to the people who own this restaurant. The restaurant's like the Dilworth Neighborhood Bar. And so sure enough, in walks Carolina Panthers owner David Tepper. He walked in and confronted them about their sign out front, and then in the process leads to this douche move question I have for you. If you were to walk up to someone, Greg, and start a conversation with them, you're already unhappy with them because of the sign apparently out front of their restaurant, mm-hmm. and you remove a gentleman's hat. You don't ask him to take it off. You physically reach over, grab it, and place it on the table in front of you. That to me seems like that seems to be like slapping a man with a white glove.
And whom in the story did such?
That would be Carolina Panthers owner David Tepper.
What did the hat say? Did it have was it make the Panthers great again?
Nope, or it was just like a plain white golf hat, okay, like Travis Mathieu hat, if you
move.
Will.
That's fighting words or fighting action.
Yeah, you can't touch somebody.
You don't touch somebody.
It's one of those like your father, you know, I didn't have one, but you need go into a restaurant, you go take the hat off and they take it off for you.
Yes. Did he buy anything?
No, he didn't.
Did he give them a bad Yelp score?
Honestly, no, but he has in previous moments stated when he gets bad service at restaurants, he considers buying the restaurant just to fire that person.
Wow.
This is the kind of douche we're dealing with
in
the NFL. He's probably listening to this, and he's probably going to scold me at some point, too, because he's so petty and so thin-skinned.
Can you imagine?
But
that's the type of money I want.
This is also the same guy who threw a drink at a Jacksonville Jaguars fan. Right. How is he an owner of an NFL football team?
Yeah, great question. Yeah.
That's how I'd be as an owner. If I didn't like the service, I'd buy the business and fire the person.
He has literal money.
Who has the energy or the time?
I have the money. I don't like the service. I don't like anything.
He's driving by a restaurant with a stupid sign, and he stops, and he goes, does he not have a meeting to go to? Or like
the best part, too, was that the owner of this restaurant is a Philadelphia Eagles fan. Has nothing to do with the Carolina Panthers.
I love it. Great lead, Sean. Great lead. Curtis, good morning.
Good morning. So I have a question for the room. If you could, would you like to know when you would die?
No.
I don't think so.
So there is a new AI, everything's AI, a Danish group created an AI death calculator that can, I don't know how they say that it's incredibly accurate if you're still here, but I buy them at their word. But this is the next step of AI, which is inputting everything about you, who you are, what you eat, what you do, when you sleep, whatever. And then the AI death calculator will tell you exactly when you will no longer be on the earth.
Now I have to have Tim McGraw for breakfast. I mean, would you like to live like you were dying? Like so that you knew, so you could do all... Well, that's not really a... I mean, thanks for the rim shot.
Is that a joke?
Would you want to know so you could go skydiving?
I want to live life, and when God comes a calling, I'll be there to hopefully.
But think about, does your opinion change based on having James?
Yeah. Financially, he's going to be okay, and it's nothing to do with me. So, like, I'm not worried about, like, I need to work or save or anything like
that. But wouldn't you quit your job so you could spend every waking moment that you have with him and with your loved ones? Or?
No, I would do this every day, and then I get to spend more time with James than I think most parents do with their kid at this stage because of this great opportunity I have here.
Do you love this radio station and this radio show so much you'd like to die on the air?
Not in that order, I love this radio show. and the other thing this app can do, it's called Life2Vec, VEC. It can also let you know how rich you will be.
Mm.
So
that I'd like to know.
That would be fascinating. I don't know how they do it, but I would not want to know. I have no desire.
I want to live to like 100.
Here's a text that says, what is actually going on is the AI is letting you know the day that it is going to kill you as a part of the robot uprising. That's actually what's going on.
Wild,
Curtis. Mm-hmm. All right, we got to take a break. I have Bruins tickets to give away for Game 5. When do you want to do those, Shime? Should we do them early? Should we do them late?
Oh, we generally do them later in the show. You want to do them early this time?
Yeah, we could do them at 8. You want to do them at 8 o'clock?
Yeah, 8 sounds great.
All right. So I have Bruins tickets to give away, Game 5 at the Garden. Mm. Give those away at 8 o'clock. Gerard Mayo will join us at 9, and we'll get to Wiggy's lead and to my lead coming up next.
Call from Mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Chime is not playing that because of the ear thing. For those who are hoping, it is because of Curtis's lead this morning, which is, or was, that artificial intelligence can now pinpoint the moment, that the time, the day that you are going to die. And his question was, would you want to know?
Right.
So I think most of us said no on this show.
And I thought that would be, I thought I would be on an island there. I feel like most people would want to be able to set everything in order and, you know.
Yeah, I just think it would be like the only thing on your mind. Right. Like, I don't know if you'd enjoy your interactions with others.
Nobody
stuff,
would
knowing,
enjoy that. Like, who
you'd
wants
also
to know?
Be, like, also, you'd be kind of like Eeyore-ish. Like, everywhere you went, you'd be like, well, guess this might be the last brunch before I die. Hopefully somebody can pick the tab up.
Well, that's another one. Talk about a built-in cheap excuse.
Unless it comes back, you got like 55, 60 years to live, then it's like, all right, that's no
that
problem.
That would be okay.
But if it's all right, you got 5 years, forget about it. Who wants to hear that?
All right. Courtney has flexed this Monday. She'll be back tomorrow. Andrew Razor Raycroft was going to come in for the whole show, but then I think he has nests and things that take priority. And Razor will join us at 9, I believe. Gerard Mayo will be on this show at 9. Serious question based on the commercial I just did for Truly Tequila Sodas during the break. How are the Patriots not doing something on Sunday for Cinco de Mayo? Is Stacey or anybody listening over there? That's an easy one, Cinco de Mayo.
I think it's perfect.
Brees went to the Messi game on Saturday.
Oh, I saw him there.
Oh, you did?
Yes, I did.
Oh, how was it?
It was awesome. I mean, everybody got what they paid for. Not only did you get to see Messi score once, you got to see him score twice.
What's his deal? He doesn't normally play on turf?
Correct. And neither does Luis Suarez, who came in the second half for Miami as well.
Big soccer guy, are you?
Yeah, I love soccer. My whole family loves soccer.
I'm surprised. I thought they usually put the grass down, though?
No, they don't. Not here. They will for the World Cup, though. It was one of the mandates by FIFA. So when the World Cup comes here, they will put grass down. That's one of the reasons why they're not having the championship game at SoFi Stadium.
My good friend Jay Harmon, who owns Cisco on Nantucket and elsewhere, was going to that game, and he sent me a pair of tickets that were on the secondary market, were $57,000 because people were driving and traveling from all over to go see Messi.
Did they just let him score? You were there.
I mean, they were two legit goals, but damn.
Two goals? Revolution are not good.
Right.
Not as good as
but
they
But normally, they don't have like the upper bowl open in those soccer games, but they had him open, and there were a ton of people in those seats.
But doesn't
there
he
were like 53,000 people there.
Doesn't he have a
I thought I had heard that there were over 60,000 sold.
Maybe it was 63,000 then. I just heard that there was a...
It wasn't even fully sold out?
Leading up to it, I think on Thursday or Friday, somebody told me they had sold... Most ever at Gillette was 67,000, whatever it was, for a playoff game. That they had sold 63,000 in advance, I think, was the number that I had heard.
In a lifetime of dumb things, Ken Laird saying that Messi is the biggest, most popular athlete in America may be the dumbest.
Did he say that?
He was like, Saturday we're talking, and he's like,
Messi's... In America?
Yeah, in America. No. Internationally, probably. I don't know. He probably is internationally.
No,
He definitely is international.
No, Ronaldo's number one on that list.
Not more than Messi at this point.
I think since Ronaldo went to Saudi Arabia, Wiggy, I think his numbers have gone down drastically for some people.
Because Ronaldo does, I think he does a little bit more when it comes to off the field, like advertising. But, you know, who the hell knows? They're one or two. Put it like that.
There were 65,612 people at Gillette or sold tickets, which means more people went to see Cam Newton than Messi on an average day.
Oh, okay. Yeah, in America, I would, yeah. Soccer's not, like, big in America.
All right, Wiggy, your lead, quick.
All right, good morning. So my lead is simple. The Patriots, I gave them a fat, juicy, like, Shimes draft grade, an F during free agency.
Yeah.
But as far as the draft goes, I give them an A for this one.
You do?
I thought the draft went perfect. You got your quarterback. Then you took your wide receiver next. You got a couple offensive linemen. You took another wide receiver, the kid from UCF, which he's supposed to be a pretty good player.
We're going to hear from him during they said.
Correct, Javon Baker.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, and then you added that element. And then the other thing, I don't mind it. I actually like it, is the Joe Milton pick. Now, you know, he's somebody that could potentially be your backup to Drake May.
Because
it looks like it's probably based on that it's going to go Jacoby Myers, Drake May, and then Joe Milton, I would say, is probably going to be the young quarterback.
Anybody check in on Courtney when it comes to the future of Bailey Zappi?
Yeah, it doesn't look good for Zapsta. Doesn't look good at all. But I like what the Patriots did this year with their draft. They
strength in numbers. You know, it's been tough to find a receiver, so you just pile them in, get as many different guys as you can in here. Outside of Drake May, and, you know, I don't know. The people, I don't know anything about the tackle or the guard.
From Penn State's supposed to be pretty good.
Right. I mean, he had a pretty good review from the draft experts. But I just love the approach being, we need a ton of help on offense, and here's a bunch of different guys that could potentially do it.
All right. Great lead, Wiggy.
Yeah.
And we'll talk to Gerard Mayo about the draft coming up at 9 on this morning show. I'll squeeze my lead in next. It's a NFL-related lead. And then we'll get to they said it, a quick back and forth on what they said over the weekend in sports.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With All Trails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with All Trails.